Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
The portion of Scripture that we're going to look at for a text this morning can be a little bit of a difficult portion to understand at first glance. But in this text is a great blessing. There is a great, great blessing. Once we see what our Lord is saying to us in this text, just as He said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Once we see the truth of this text, it'll set us free. This is a freeing text. And I would like to encourage you to bear with me and give a little extra attention at the beginning while we set this up. And maybe our Lord will make it a real blessing to us. Now, the text will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, but we're going to begin in Exodus 34. If you'd like to turn there with me to Exodus 34, verse 29 says, "And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not." It says he wist not. That means he knew not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him, while God talked with him. Moses did not know. Moses met with God face to face. And God gave Moses His perfect and righteous and holy and glorious law. Those two tables of stone that God hewed out. His Ten Commandments. And Moses came down from that mountain with those two tables of stone, and Moses had no idea that his face was literally shining. He was shining with the glory of the Lord as he stood there and talked with God. Now, if you have a reference in your Bible next to the word shone in this verse of Scripture, it'll tell you that you can turn to Matthew 17, verse 2, and it says the same thing. And over in that verse, that's where our Lord was transfigured. And again, He was talking with Moses. And He was talking with Elijah. And it says, "Our Lord's face did shine as the sun." The same thing happened in our Lord's case that happened here in Moses' case. Well, when God gave this glorious law to Moses, as God stood there looking at him, talking with him, giving this to him, God's glory was reflected off of Moses. He didn't know it, but he was literally shining to the point that it says in verse 30, "When Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him." They were afraid. It was shining that much to the point that it struck fear in them. If you stand in the sun, outside the sun long enough, it'll reflect on your skin. You'll get a sunburn. Well, Moses stood there looking into the face of the Son of God. And the brightness of his glory was so great when the people just saw the reflection of it. Not the glory itself, just the reflection of it. They were scared to death. They were scared to death. Verse 31 says, "And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them." Moses called them up, all the people. Verse 32, "Afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh And he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. He told them what God said. I want you to tell this to the people. Verse 33, until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. They were afraid. He was shining. And while he talked to the people, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him, with the Lord. When God revealed his law to Moses, it was a glorious thing. Moses would talk with the people and he'd have to put a veil on. And then he'd go back in and speak with God and he'd take the veil off. And he'd come back out and talk to the people and he'd put the veil on again. The glory of it was revealed through Moses. And Moses represents the law. Moses represents the law that God gave to him. But there is a glory now. There is a glory that has now been revealed that is so glorious, it can't be described. That was glorious, what we just read about, God giving that law. That's glorious. But there's a glory now that is so glorious, it cannot be described. The glory of the law pales in comparison to it. It's not even close. And that's what we're going to look at in our text. If you'll turn with me now over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says in verse 7, but if the ministration of death, he's talking about the law. That's what the law says. You have to die. The law says, do this and live. Don't do this and die. And nobody can live up to the law. And so what all the law does is it judges us. It condemns us, sentences us to die. So the law exposes sin, condemns to death because of that sin. And it says in verse 7, if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, when God wrote them in those stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. That glory was to be done away. It was not meant to stay on Moses' face forever. It didn't stay on Moses' face forever. And neither was the glory of that law. It was not meant to remain forever. Never was it meant to remain. But he said, if the ministration of death was glorious, verse 8, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. God has now revealed the glory of his righteousness. And this is so glorious. This will set men and women free. I pray this will be a great help. I pray this will set us all free. God has revealed the glory of his righteousness. And it so far exceeds the glory of the law. The law has no glory at all in comparison to it. It so far exceeds that glory. The law has no glory in comparison to it. Verse 10 says, for even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. This newly revealed glory by God's Spirit, this glory that God has now revealed through his Holy Spirit, it's so glorious. Moses can't even look on it. He can't even look on it. When the ministration of death and condemnation was revealed, the people were afraid. They were afraid to look on Moses. They were afraid of that glory. But when God revealed the ministration of righteousness, it was so glorious, even Moses was afraid. He was afraid of that. Look with me now, if you would, at Exodus 20. Exodus chapter 20. And this is where our Lord was giving His Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. The whole mountain was on fire while this was taking place. And it says in Exodus 20, verse 18, all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They were afraid. They were afraid. They were scared to death of that glory. Moses was up there in that glory. But if you look over at Exodus 33, it says in verse 18, Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Moses, representing the law, asked God, show me this ministration of righteousness that you're going to reveal through your Spirit. Show me this. Show me what I'm pointing to. The law points to something. This newly revealed glory. And Moses said, show me what you're going to reveal through your Spirit. And God said in verse 19, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. No man. He told Moses, you cannot see my face. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. That is the newly revealed glory. That is the newly revealed glory. The law said, die. The Spirit of righteousness says, live. Live. Moses, representing the law, he said to God, show me your glory. God said to Moses, God said to the law, if you see my greatest glory, you'll die. You'll die. Now, are we reading between the lines on this? God said to the law, and here's why this is so wonderful. Men and women everywhere, and it could be that you have wondered about this same thing. We see what God says in His law. You got to do this if you want to live. You got to do that if you want to live. If you do this, you're going to die. And people think, I've done that. I'm going to die. That's what God's law says. We read things in this law and know, well, I can't live up to this. If this law holds true, I will not make it into glory. God said to the law, once you see the ministration of my righteousness, once you see how I'm going to show mercy, you'll die. That's what he said. Christ, my righteousness, that cliff of the rock, that's Christ. Christ, my righteousness, will be the end of the law. Now, how is he going to do away with the law? Is he going to throw it away? Absolutely not. He's going to fulfill it. He's going to satisfy it. And he said, I'm going to illustrate to you what the glory of my righteousness is going to do for sinners. I'm going to put you in that cleft of the rock, And while my glory passes by and beats on that rock, while my glory unleashes its fury, the law, while it passes by, I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock to show you, Moses, what I'm going to do for every one of my people who cannot live up to the law. I'm going to hide them in a rock, and they're going to be safe, and they're going to live. And that's glorious. That is glorious. Now, if you'll look with me back in our text in 2 Corinthians 3, it says in verse 11, "For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. If the law which Christ put away was glorious, how much more the covenant of grace, this covenant of kindness, this covenant of mercy, which lives and abides forever. If God's law was glorious, how much more glorious is this? How much more glorious is this?" Listen to this scripture right here. This is Hebrews 10. It says in verse 11, "Every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins." For 4,000 years, they had priests in temples or from the time the temple was given. Priests were standing there sacrificing animals. One of the Israelites would sin, and he would go get a dove, or he'd go get a lamb or a goat, and he'd bring it to the priest, and they'd sacrifice that animal. And it never did put away one sin. And they never stopped. There was always work to be done because there were so many sins committed and so many animals needed to be slain. And they kept killing and killing and killing. And it says, "Every priest standeth daily ministering, offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." That's wonderful. One man, one sacrifice, and then he sat down. Why did he sit down? It was finished. There's no more sacrificing to be done. The work was complete. The glory of the righteousness of God and the sacrifice of God for sins so far exceeds the glory that was given in the law. He, by himself, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, he sat down forever on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That so far exceeds the glory of the law. Any glory that the law could ever demand. And I pray at this moment the Lord will open this message up to our hearts and cause us to see what he is saying right here. Back in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12 says, "Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Seeing that we have such confidence and such expected anticipation in the glory of the righteousness of Christ, we are not ashamed to preach the glory of this gospel to everybody." We want everybody to know this. We strive to preach it as plainly and as boldly as we can. Verse 13 says, "And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament." Still to this day, still to this very day, when men and women read the Old Testament, They don't see the glory of God's righteousness in it. They don't see the glory of God's complete and total redemption in it. They don't see the satisfaction of that law. They don't see the end. That's the problem. That's the reason men and women are going all over the place trying to work their way to heaven, trying to satisfy that law, trying to obey that law. They don't see the end. They don't see what it's pointing to. The law was given. The glory of the law was given to point to a greater glory. It points to a greater glory, and that's Christ Himself. Christ Himself is God's greatest glory. Men and women, they get in God's law. And I've done this. You may have done this. We get in God's law and we see it demands this. It demands that. But they cannot see the law being fulfilled. That's the glory of the gospel. Every demand God has given in His Word, Christ has fulfilled. Everything God requires of a sinner, Christ has fulfilled. Everything. He satisfied it. But men and women cannot naturally see it because there's a veil over it. There's a veil hiding this finished end. But if God ever reveals His greatest glory, if God ever reveals Christ to a sinner, if a sinner ever sees Christ, Christ alone, that veil will be taken away. It'll be taken away. The end of verse 14 says, which veil is done away in Christ. It's done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Men and women are born with a veil over their heart. And they naturally see the stories. And they learn these stories. They learn them in Sunday school. And they see all of these moral lessons. And they see the condemnation for sin. They see that. This word condemns sin. Men and women see that. But when it pleases God, in His time, according to His will, His purpose, when it pleases God, He takes that veil away. And every soul that has the veil removed will say what chapter 4, verse 6 says. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Every soul that has that veil taken away will say, with the Apostle Paul, it's as though scales were removed from my eyes. Now I see Christ in all the Scripture. I see Christ in all the Scripture. I had no idea that the entire Bible was about Christ. From the first page to the last page, it is all about Christ. Noah's Ark is Christ. That Passover lamb is Christ. That smitten rock is Christ. It's all Christ. Over in Acts chapter 10, it says in verse 43, to Him give all the prophets witness that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins. To Him give all the prophets witness. Every word written in the law, every word written in God's Old Testament, it all points to Christ. All of it. In Luke 24, verse 27 says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." He started at Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He went through all the prophets. It says in verse 44, "He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." All that was written in the law of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms, it's all concerning me. It says in verse 45, "Then opened he their understanding." He removed the veil, "that they might understand the scriptures." These scriptures are closed. They are locked until God removes the veil and reveals Christ. Once a sinner sees Christ, they see it all. They see it all. "And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." When a sinner sees Christ, the payment he made to satisfy God's law, they see the whole reason he came. And just like when the veil of the temple was rent in twain, they see straight into the glory of God. They see straight into the Holy of Holies. God opens it wide up. And it says in our text, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty." In verse 8, he said the Spirit is the one who gave the ministration of this newly revealed glory. And in verse 17, he said the Lord is that Spirit. He brings peace. He is peace. He brings life. He is life. He brings this glory, and he is this glory. And wherever he is, there's liberty. He's the truth. And if we know the truth will set us free. Set us free from the law. And he said in verse 18, "With open face, we see through a glass darkly, but in the same image, we're going to be converted into the image of Christ through seeing him." This glory of the righteousness of God. May the Lord bless that to our hearts. Till next week. Good day.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.